Blog Talk Radio. name of Bishop William Murphy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night, Bishop. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one ray from my breakthrough.
I don't know if y'all really got it. I need you to get in your neighbor's face. I need you to prophesy to them and tell them you are just there.
Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of God Ministries, glory to God, where anything, Hallelujah. We praise you. We lift you up, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you on this morning. You are worthy of all of the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the things that you've done, the things you ain't going to do. Hallelujah, Lord. You know what's best. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy because you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen for calling in, for tuning in, for choosing Out of the Mouth of God Ministries featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Headed up, amen, and pastored by none other than the Holy Apostle, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will be coming forth and bringing forth a word from the Lord shortly. Amen. Praise God. We give God thanks on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to hit you up with Psalms 100 real quick. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. On today, praise God. Hallelujah. Look at verse number 3. It says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, you need to know that the Lord is God. Hallelujah, praise God. Another translation said, acknowledge, hallelujah, that the Lord, he is God.
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Yes.
A lot
yes.
of us say
yes.
we know that the Lord is God, but has he been properly acknowledged, hallelujah, as God? Hallelujah, acknowledge, praise God. That's when you recognize somebody for an accomplishment that they've done. Glory to God, you acknowledge them. Hallelujah, amen. So a lot of times we acknowledge ourselves and don't acknowledge God. Or we acknowledge people, but we don't acknowledge God. Hallelujah, we give everybody else the credit except where credit is due, and credit is due to the Almighty God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, we got people saying we self-made millionaires, self-made billionaires. I'm self-made. Glory to God. You are not self-made. God made you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it had not been for God, you would not be who you are today. You would not have your position. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You would not have, amen, whatever you have. Glory to God. You did not achieve it on your own merit. Glory to God. I know we like to believe that we did it on our own merit. Glory to God that we were that strong, we were that cute, we were that smart. Hallelujah, amen. We had just enough degrees. Glory to God, hallelujah. But you have to acknowledge God's presence in your life. If it had not been for God opening the door, if it had not been for God straightening the way, if it had not been for God hearing your prayers, glory to God, you would not have made it to whatever level in life that you've made it to. Glory to God. God was guiding you, leading you, opening up doors, closing those that you didn't need to go into. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we need to acknowledge his presence in our lives. If we begin to acknowledge, hallelujah, that it had to be God, then it wouldn't be so hard for us to praise him. If we just acknowledge that it had to be Jesus, it wouldn't be so hard for us to magnify his name. It wouldn't be so hard for us to find a reason, hallelujah, to praise him, to find a reason to lift him up, to find a reason to and tell him how good he's been, because then you will begin to see in hindsight the presence of God in every aspect of your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can see where he got you out of the minefield. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where you are, where everywhere you stepped, you was in some trouble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But somehow God got you out of that. Amen. Praise God. Somehow God got you out of that clique you was running with. He got you away from that man you was dating. Hallelujah. That toxic woman you was running with. Glory to God. God delivered you from all these things. And if it had not been for him, you'd still be stuck. Glory to God. We'd still be in a life of sin. Hallelujah. And a life that was leading us straight. Hallelujah. To the fiery pit of hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But somewhere God stepped in. Somewhere Jesus stepped in. And when Jesus stepped in, glory to God, he stepped in and he showed out. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. Praise God, that shows ownership. We are his people. We belong to him. We are here to do what he wants us to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want God to do what we want him to do for us. But God said, when you going to do what I want you to do for me? Glory to God. That's the way it works. You do something, then I do something. I'm not, Lord, glory to God. I'm not moving first. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm waiting on you to move. When you move, I can move. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not ludicrous, but that's what he said. If you move, hallelujah, I'll move just like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's an order to this thing. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. That goes back to acknowledging that all this belongs to him. Hallelujah. David said that the earth and the fullness of belongs to the God, to the Lord. Hallelujah. The fullness of, that means everything in it, everything on it belongs to him. You belong to him. You don't even belong to yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the sheep of his pasture is his pasture. Hallelujah. Where you lay your head belongs to him. That car you drive belongs to him. Them clothes you wear, hallelujah. Everything belongs to God till you acknowledge that this is his. Till you acknowledge that you is his. Till you acknowledge his presence, hallelujah, in your life. Till you acknowledge that he opened up the doors. Praise God that he made the way. Hallelujah. Amen. That he did, hallelujah, what he had to do to get you to the point where you had to be. Until you begin to acknowledge that, you will be stagnant. And you know how stagnant water smells? Glory to God. It stinks because it's been sitting there too long. Praise God. We finna move on, but the Lord say some of our lives stink. Hallelujah, because we've been sitting in the same place for too long, glory to God, spiritually, mentally, physically, glory to God, hallelujah, because we won't acknowledge that it was God. Hallelujah, praise God. When you acknowledge that it was God, you will move from the place that you are in and keep moving from glory. That's what the song says. Hallelujah. We go from glory to glory to glory, and we'll never be the same. Hallelujah on today. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on today. Hallelujah. If you're just not calling in, just not tuning in, praise God. Hallelujah. We just getting warmed up. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Glory to God. Featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And getting ready to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. It's my brother in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The pastor.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Los Angeles, California. I'm talking about none other than the Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on and put those hands together. Give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Everywhere where you can hear the sound of my voice, come on and put those hands together and give your God a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank God for this Sabbath day on today. Amen. This is a beautiful day. This is a good day to give God some praise. It's a good day to give God some glory. Every day is a good day. Come on here, somebody. Amen. There ain't a bad day not to give God some glory. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Psalms 100 said what? Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you glad this morning on this Sabbath day? Amen. We do give God praise and thanks on today. Amen. I give God praise for my dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. The Prince of Preachers. Amen. Amen. I give him a shout out this morning. Amen. God is truly good to him and his wife. Amen. Hallelujah this morning. Amen. Amen. We praise God for them this morning. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. To my queen this morning, and to my children this morning, to all of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, come on, give God another shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We give God the praise this morning. Amen. Thanking God for what he's getting ready to do this morning. Amen. Come on, let's go quickly to the Word of God. Amen. Let's begin first in Matthew chapter 11. 11th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 6. When you get there, shout hallelujah. Amen. Matthew chapter 11, verse 6. We're going to be doing a lot of traveling through Matthew this morning. Amen. When everybody get there, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. It on this morning. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. You said the word will not return void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. Father, speak to our hearts that our mind may be transformed. We thank you this morning, God, for taking us from one level of glory to another. Don't let us miss you this morning, God. But Lord, let us open wide our hearts and our minds and our spirit to hear you. Not only hear you, God, but obey. We thank you this morning for a life-changing word in your presence. And Father, all I ask, Lord, is that you get all the glory. Let all the glory and the honor and the accolades go to you. We thank you this morning, Father. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Lord, bind the hand of the enemy. Rebuke every devil and demon. Let no flesh glory in your presence. We thank you right now. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Those who are in agreement with their prayer, come on and give God a shout.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And Matthew chapter 11, verse 6. And the word of the living God reads, and these are the words of Yahshua. He said, and blessed is he. I want you to circle that. And blessed is he. Whosoever shall not be offended. I want you to circle that word offended. In me. So we want to look at being blessed. See, Yahshua said, blessed is he. That word blessed actually has to do with two meanings. It can mean happy, or it can mean empowered to prosper. Empowered to prosper is he. Whosoever shall not be offended. Well, look at that word, offended. Yahshua began to talk to me about the word offended. He said that word offended means to be insulted. The word offended means to be agitated. When something offends you, it means that it has made you upset, made you angry. But he showed me something about, as he was talking to me about the word offended, he said, you only become offended when you don't want to change. Offended means I've become, or I'm in a place of where I refuse to want to change for him. Offended means you have the audacity to say that. But we got to recognize who's talking. How can we get offended with what God say when our desire should be, I want to be more like you, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
And how is it that we can get offended over the truth? Come on here, somebody. We say we want the truth, but then when the truth comes, when the truth is not what we want to hear, then we become agitated or irritated by what the truth is saying, because we want the truth to say what we want it to say and not what the truth is saying. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if you're still riding with me tonight. I know it's going to be quiet. That's why I brought my own amen with me and the Holy Ghost to bear witness with me. But I believe somebody is going to be willing to praise God behind the truth. Come on here, somebody. This is not the hour, beloved, to get offended. Come on here, somebody. This is the hour to say, Lord, whatever you saying to me, help me digest it. If it's going to make me better, if it's going to make
Come
me
on.
More like you, hallelujah, Lord, I want it. Hallelujah, I don't care how it hurt, God. Give it to me. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because a real friend ain't going to tell you what you want to hear all the time. A real friend, if I got a stain on me and you love me, I want you to tell me. I don't want you to sit there and say, man, you look good, and you know I got a stain on me, and you're going to sit there and not tell me I do, then you don't love me. You don't care. Then somebody else come out the blue and tell me, brother, look, you got a stain right there on your shirt. I'm like, really? Then I'm going to look around at the one in my face and say, well, man, why didn't you tell me? Man, I didn't want to say nothing because I didn't want you. No, if you love me, say something. And let's look at this thing even a little deeper. Amen. But we're not going to stay here long because we got a lot of stuff to cover this morning. Listen. The reason why Yahshua said this in verse 6, because he had got through training his disciples. And they had departed and they had begun their preaching and doing what the Lord had commanded them to do. Are y'all still with me this morning?
Amen.
See something in the text. Listen. Then John had heard about what Yahshua was doing, but John was in prison. He was locked up. Come on here, somebody. John was locked up. Amen. For prophesying. Amen. And doing what the Lord told him to do. And so he sent two of his disciples when he heard about the work that the Lord was doing to make sure that was the right 1. Are you hearing me this morning? Yahshua never said whether he was or he wasn't. Isn't that something? He never said who he was. But he predicated upon who he was based upon the work. Because, I mean, you know, everybody not going to like the work you're doing for the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Wow. That's why he said, blessed is he that don't get offended in me. Because everybody not going to like the work that God is calling you to do. But you can't be concerned about people liking the work that he's calling you to do. You just got to keep on working the work while it is day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And so when John sent his two disciples, they said in verse 3, and they said unto him, art thou he? In other words, are you the one that we've been waiting on? Are you the one that we've been praying that would come? Or do we look for another? So there's two questions he's asking that the disciples of John is asking. They say, are you the one? Are you the chosen one? Or should we look for somebody else? Come on here, somebody. So Yahshua, in verse 4, answers and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. He said, go back and give the report back to John what you've heard about me and what you see me doing. Come on here, somebody. Go back and take the report back of what you heard about me. That's why it's so good to have the right reputation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes we say, well, I don't care what people are saying. No, to a degree you should care. Because he said, go back and take back what you heard that I'm doing. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
and then he said, go back and tell John what you see. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then in verse 5, he says, tell John that the blind receive their sight. Come on here, somebody. Go back and tell John that the blind are not staying blind, but they are being opened by the power of the Most High God. Come on here, somebody. Tell John that the lame are not being lame for long. Tell John that the lame are walking by the power of God. Amen. Tell John that the lepers are no longer unclean, but they're being cleansed through the word. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Tell them that the deaf hear. Tell them that the deaf is not being deaf for long, but they are being heard. Amen. I'm opening up their ears. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not only that, tell John that the dead are not staying dead, but they're being resurrected by the power of the Most High God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And the poor have the good news preached to them, which is you don't have to be broke anymore. Why? Because
yes,
I became poor that you might become rich. And so give the report back to John that all of this is going on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh,
That's why Yahshua said, for us to wrap ourselves up in the work. Tell them that the blind is seeing. Tell them that the lame is walking. Tell them that the lepers are being cleansed. Tell them that the deaf is no longer being deaf, but they're hearing the word. Tell them that the dead is being raised up by the word. Tell them that the poor is being transformed by the word. He said, this is how you can identify that I am the one. Come on here, somebody. Because there was a lot of people saying that there was the Christ, that there was the one. But the works was not following them. Come on here, somebody. The signs was not following them. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we can say we the one, but it's the signs following us. Come on here, somebody. And so Yahshua never said he was. He never said he wouldn't. He just said, tell John that these things, these works is happening. Glory to God. But look at how he closed it out, y'all.
Wow.
Because he knew that some people were being offended by the work he was doing. Today, beloved, don't be offended by the work.
Amen. Amen.
Because the work got to get done.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I just heard the Lord tell me, he said, tell my people to get out of their feelings. Get out of your feelings. Get out of your flesh. Amen. Get out of what you think. Amen. God is saying it's not about what you think, but it's about what I think. And God says, if I think and if I tell you it's good, how can somebody come and tell you that it's bad? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
How many of you know that it's his work? He that has begun a good work in you, he is going to complete it. Hallelujah. Is enough to let you know he's going to complete the work. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
but then he says in verse 6, and blessed is he. Blessed is he. See, the enemy wants us to get offended. Because, you know, once we get offended, then now there is a hindrance in the work that God has started in our life. Come on here, somebody. But he says, blessed is he, whosoever, anybody that shall not be offended in me. See, that's the point right there. That's what I wanted to really hold on to this morning. Yeshua says, how you gonna get offended in me? I'm the Lord. I'm your teacher.
Yes,
I'm the one that's building you. But how many know, beloved, that a lot of times we're not ready for the truth? And nothing wrong with being honest. I ain't ready to go there yet. Instead of trying to fight against it, because we haven't really been in the deep trenches of that water to really know how deep it is. And we've only been to the surface of it. We've only had, thank you, Lord. It's a difference between being in 3 feet of water and 9 feet of water. Come on here, somebody. Feet, you just get your feet wet. You're not going to drown in no 3 feet. Unless you go beyond the 3 feet to see if you can really, really swim. Now, if you can't swim, you stay in the part where you're comfortable at. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to go all out there because you think you're an expert. Well, you know, I went out there in the 3 feet and I did so good. I'm going to go out there in the 5 and the 6 feet. I'm going to go out there because I believe I can swim out there too. No, you got to practice. You got to get to be in the 3 feet until you're able to master to go further out. Come on here, somebody.
Man. Yeah,
so Yahshua is saying, don't get offended in me because I'm growing you.
Amen.
When we become offended, that means that there's a part of us that don't want to change. Come on here, somebody. That means that Yahshua have struck a nerve in us, and God has said, that's the part I want to deal with right there. The part where you fight me at, that part right there. I want to deal with that part right there. The part where you resisted me at, that right there is where I want to deal with. So that when you let me smooth you out and grow you up, you won't get offended no more. Come on here, somebody. See, that's the part where we need to allow God to grow us up at, because that means we still babes in that area. Aya, no more Koraba Sunday. Hallelujah. And God want to take us beyond the baby stage to where he can really fully develop us to where we be able to grow in the word and be strong. Come on here, somebody. It's a shame that we got all of the adult parts still babies. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
You shouldn't be no 50 and 60 and 70 years old and still a baby. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You can eat meat, but you would prefer to have milk. No, the devil is alive. Come on and grow up. Hallelujah. We want God to hold our head. God said, no. Amen. I shouldn't have to hold your hand at this point because you old enough now to be able to walk by yourself. But let me tell you why. We get so offended, child of God. The word. Let's go to Matthew 10:34. That's right over. That's right next door. That's right next door neighbor to Matthew 11:10:34. And the word of the Lord reads, and this is Yahshua's word. He says, think not. In other words, get it out your head. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. Come on here, somebody. He said, I didn't come to send peace. It can't be no peace as long as there's a devil on the earth. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still with me this morning? The word come for controversy. We don't know where you are until the word is released because the word is a cutter. Come on here, something. That's why everybody didn't like what Yahshua said, but it didn't stop him from saying what needed to be said. He said, I know I didn't come for everybody, but I came for somebody. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody yes, give yes, God a Lord. Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, think not that I am come, that I am come. I am. Circle that word, I am. That's very important. I am is speaking. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Why? Because the word is a sword. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
The word is a two-edged sword. In other words, yes. It's sharp at both ends. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And we both going to get cut by the same word, but we don't know where each other stand because we both bleed different. You ain't, y'all going to stay with me this morning. Amen. We both going to get cut, but depending upon how you bleed. Come on here, somebody. Some of us are slow bleeders. Some of us are fast bleeders. But it depends on how deep the word got into you. Come on here, somebody. Because the word is designed to cut deep. Come on here, somebody. And so that's why we not only got to let the word get in us, but we got to get in the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Because if we allow ourselves to get in the word and the word get in us, then when the cut come, the same word that cut is the same word that's able to heal. Come on here, somebody. But Yahshua said, I come to send a sword. I come to send division. I come to see who really with me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, it don't send variants. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then verse 35 says, for I am come. I am again. I am come. Circle the word I am. What did he say? I am that I am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For I am come to set a man at variance. That word at variance has to do with having to set someone at war or at disagreement. But we got to understand that the word is designed to separate the real from the fake. See, we don't know what's real and what's fake until the word of God is spoken and released, and then the word will let us know where you stand. We don't know where you stand, but the word know where you stand.
Lord. Okay.
Listen to what the word says. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
The word would cause you to have to separate from your family. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What we was talking about, amen, last night, amen, about family, about race. Amen. The word.
This is your Google.
He says, against his father and the daughter against her mother and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
How many know that's a lot of variance? Come on here, somebody. And all of the division came because of the word that was spoken. How many know that it can't be no peace until the sword is joined? Come on here, somebody. Because the sword has to cut down everything that ain't like God. Come on here, somebody. That's why Yahshua tells us, he said, I promise you I would never leave you. I didn't say nobody else would. I said I would never leave you, not forsake you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then look at what verse 36 says. He says, a man's foes, a man's enemies shall be they of his own household. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the sword has been drawn. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Boy, it's quiet on the set this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Boy, I want to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, sometimes we gotta praise God so the word can go down. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
amen.
Lord,
and see, that's
Lord.
How we know we're not offended, but
Hallelujah.
We can still praise
thank
God after we hear the word.
Yes,
and after the
thank
word
God.
Don't agree with what we're saying in our spirit. Amen. But when we can still praise God for the truth, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then that means
yes,
that we've
Lord.
Got big enough for God to allow the word to grow us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If we can't praise God, then say, ouch, Lord, help me to grow. Hallelujah. Lord, ouch, Lord, help me to grow. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And then let's go to Hebrews 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4 and 12. And the word of the Lord says, he says, for the word of God is quick. See, we got to know what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with no ordinary word. Come on here, somebody. We just think we're dealing with every. No, 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 no. Don't get it twisted, beloved. This word is a lie. All it need is for God to put it in the right mouthpiece. Come on here, somebody. That's why
yeah.
he told Jeremiah, say you a child. I've already anointed your mouth. Amen. I've ordained you to be a prophet in your mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He had already ordained Jeremiah. Jeremiah looked at the Lord like, Lord, I'm just a boy. He said, but you're a boy with me in you. Don't worry about being a boy. Amen. I'm God. I am that I am in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For the word of God is quick. That word quick means to have everlasting life. That it has life beyond the existing life. Come on here, somebody. Woo! That word quick means to have resurrection life. Come on here, somebody. So the word is quick and powerful. Power. And sharper than any two-edged sword. So that means that it's so sharp that when you touch it, it's going to cut. Come on here, somebody. A lot of us is afraid to get cut. That's why we won't touch it. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We don't want to get cut. But how many know that the only way you're going to know him is that you got to get cut. And see, when the blood touches the blood, come on here, somebody. That's when you come into covenant with the Lord. Stop being afraid to get cut.
Yes, Lord.
God say, if I cut you, am I not able to heal you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But see, that's where the change come in at. We don't want to be changed. We want to stay the same. And still talking about we saved. But God said, no, you can't be on this side and stay the same. Every day, amen, I'm going to be challenging you to change into the person, change into the vessel that I have already designed you to be. Come on here, somebody. And so God is saying that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divide and asunder of the soul and spirit. How many know that the word cuts so deep that it's able to divide your soul from our spirit? Come on here, somebody. That's a deep cut. Come on here, somebody. I mean, anytime a word can divide your soul from your spirit, come on here, somebody. Somebody ought to give God a shout right now. This is the dividing hour. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, I'm bringing variance, amen, because I want you to know who's on my side and who ain't on my side. Come on here, somebody. Blessed is the man who don't get offended. Hallelujah. Even if you're mad, you should still be giving God some glory. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's not about us. It's about him. Come on here, somebody. Get out of our feelings. Come on here, somebody. Our feelings don't matter. Come on here, somebody. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's about to work. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
It's about to work, neighbor. Hallelujah.
It's about to work, neighbor. Woo, Lord.
The only time God wants us to feel is when it's time for us to feel how good he is. Amen. And to feel that he is really with us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying, no, I gave you feelings for a purpose. I gave you feelings for a reason. Hallelujah. I feel the word of God cutting this morning. Glory to God. He said he's able to divide the soul from the spirit. Why? Because the soul and spirit is one until they are cut by the word. Come on here, somebody. It's the word that separates our soul and our spirit. Come on here, somebody. Because my soul represents me, who I am, and the spirit represents God, who he is. Come on here, somebody. Because everything is spirit in its purest form. Come on here, somebody. But God gave me a soul so I can have a connection to heaven and earth. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. That's why I got a soul, so I can have a connection with heaven and earth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's too deep.
And then it says, in other joints and marrows. Now he's dealing with my flesh. Now the word is going to go beyond my soul and my spirit, and it's going to begin to get in my joints. Come on here, somebody. My joints are the sinews that keep my bones together. Come on here, somebody. So now the word is getting in my bones. Come on here, somebody. The marrow is what keep my bones moist. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
without
Lord.
Marrow, I will dry up. So God says, my word is the marrow in you.
Yes,
yeah. That's why when we get offended, we dry up. Because we lose our moisture. Come on here, somebody. And we looking all...
And we're looking like a sourpuss around here, and we're trying to tell somebody God is good, and God is saying, yeah, he's good, but why are you looking crazy? Hey, man, if your God is so good, why ain't you happy? If your God is so good, why ain't you changing? If your God is so good, why are you on our side? Come on. Somebody need to give God a praise anyway. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody this morning, say, neighbor, don't be afraid of the cut. Amen. It's a good thing to be cut. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't be afraid to let the Lord cut you. Come on here, somebody. If the Lord cut you, ain't he able to heal you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell me I done been with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. My cut tell me that I done got some time in. My cut tell me that I'm not just a hearer of the word, but I'm a doer. Come on here, somebody. My cut tell me that I've learned how not to get offended in him. Out of all the things to get offended in, we should say, Lord, don't never let me get offended in you. Because I didn't know nothing before you saved me. I was dumb as a doughnut before you saved me. Hallelujah. I didn't have no revelation knowledge before you came along, Lord, and blew on my mind. Lord, I didn't know your word. I was out there tripping and dipping and skipping and doing all kind of other stuff. Hallelujah. I wasn't even trying to get in your word. But you allow me, Lord, to receive revelation knowledge. You allow me, Lord, for your word to open up itself to me and reveal itself to me. Hallelujah. And I have the audacity to get mad when God comes to try to take me to another level. Hallelujah. Thinking that I know something. Paul said I count everything dumb that I may know him. Come on here, somebody. We got to get out of this here that we know. Amen. God is saying, if you know, you wouldn't need me to tell you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And even what we think we know, we don't know. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I remember when the Lord started teaching me his word. Hallelujah. When the Lord start taking me up under his arm and teaching me. And the first thing that the Holy Spirit told me, he said, let the teacher teach you.
Yes,
I said, wow. And then he said it to me again. He said, let the teacher teach you. Because in order to be a master teacher, you've got to be willing to set under the master. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then let the master teach you everything that you need to know and wait for him to release you. Don't you try to release yourself. Amen. You wait for the Lord to release you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. We got to study to show ourselves approved unto God. In other words, you study until God approve you. Come on here, somebody. You study until God put his seal on you. It said now you can go out. Come on here, somebody.
Yep. You got to sing
it. Yes,
anybody ever watch a kung fu movie? The student going there to learn from the master. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
He don't know nothing at first. And then at first he going to get some bruises. He going to get some scars. He going to get cut up at first. But he want to know kung fu. And he can't learn until he have been broken. Come on here, somebody. Sunday. And a lot of us want to learn the word, but God saying, I need to break you a little more. Come on here, somebody. There's a breaking in you I need to do until you strong enough. You're not ready for your opponent yet. You're not ready to fight the devil yet. I'll let you know when you're ready to fight. You will know when you're ready to fight him when you're able to fight with me and stay in there with me. Come on here, somebody. Amen. What did Jacob do? He had to wrestle with the angel. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because he was a deceiver. He was a tricker. Come on here, somebody. His flesh was out of control. God had to wrestle him until God gave him what? A new nature. Come on here, somebody. Until he was no longer a liar. Until he was no longer a trickster. When he was no longer able to deceive people.
No longer. Yes, Lord.
But the reason why he had to wrestle with God, because he wasn't ready for Esau. Esau said, if I catch you, I'm going to kill you. And God knew Esau was catching up. Oh, I don't know who it is from, but prophetically, God is talking to somebody. God is saying, you better let me wrestle with you, because your other identity of the flesh is trying to catch up with you. Glory to God. You better let me kill it before it kill you. God is saying, I'm talking to you because I want to break you so that when I get through with you, the devil won't be able to do nothing with you. I wish God, give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We're trying to wrestle with everything else, but God said, when you go wrestle with me, hallelujah, and let me get that out of you that need to be gotten out of you so I can take you to the next level. The reason why a lot of us haven't reached that next level yet, God said, because you ain't ready to go there. Amen. You still fight me over basic truth. God is saying, you ain't ready to go there yet.
Yeah.
He said, when you get out of yourself, God says, then you'll be ready. Amen. When you let me, glory to God, hallelujah, finish the work that I started in you, then you're going to be ready to take on any devil. Come on here, somebody. Then you won't get offended in the word. You won't get offended in me. You'll look at somebody and smile and say, yeah, amen. Yes, I needed that. Yeah, I needed to hear that. Come on here, somebody. So back to Hebrews 4:12, he said in the word, will separate the joints and the marrows. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
That has to deal with my flesh. Come on here, somebody. And then after the word gets through with my flesh, it's going to go into my thoughts. Come on here, somebody. Says it is a discerner of the thoughts. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Discern means to be able to recognize good from evil. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
So the word is saying, I've already discerned your thoughts. Is that why David said, you know my thoughts from afar off? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. What can I hide from you, God? Amen. You already know what I'm thinking. Hallelujah. You know what's inside my mind right now. Glory to God. Nobody else might know, but God know, and the word know. The word that is going forth right now know what you're thinking.
Wow.
Come on here, somebody. You might be trying to hide what you're thinking, but God has said, I know your thoughts.
Ooh,
come on here, somebody. And then the Bible says, and the intents of the heart. Come on here, somebody. So I know the intentions of your heart. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Amen. We're quick to say, amen, but your God know my heart. Yes, that's why the Bible says that the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it but the Lord? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But the word know. The word know what's inside of our hearts. Come on here, somebody. That's why it's so important for us to keep our heart right with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let me shoot you with one more, and I'm up out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on with me to Matthew 13. We all up in Matthew this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 13. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It seems when we get offended, the Bible says that we have eyes, but we see not. See, because the offense in the word affects us from being able to see what God wants us to see and hear what God wants us to hear and to be able to understand what God wants us to understand. And then God can't talk to us like he wants to. Are y'all still riding with me this morning? Are we in Matthew chapter
3? Yes, Lord.
Now listen what the Lord said. He said, when we don't get offended, he said that's why he gave it to babes. Come on here, somebody. Verse 11. And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you. Because it is given unto you. See, that's why we got to make sure we don't try to become too big in God. We got to make sure we stay in that baby place with God so God can continue to entrust us with revelation knowledge that he don't trust nobody else with. Keep on reading with me, child of God, because it is given unto you to know what? The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Come on here, somebody. But to them it is not given. To them who? To them who think they already know. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Come on here, somebody. So God says the more revelation I give you, and the more you're able to receive and not be offended, you're going to be able to get more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. Come on here, somebody. So that is how the enemy is able to rob and steal from us, is how he's able to make us become offended by the word. Hallelujah. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not. Because they see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Come on here, somebody. You got your spiritual eyes, but you ain't seeing it. You got your spiritual ears, but you ain't hearing it. You got your spiritual heart, but you ain't understanding it. The only way you're going to understand it is to get you out the way. See, once we get ourselves out the way, then we won't get offended. Woo! God said, get yourself out, get I out the way. Come on here, somebody. I don't believe. This ain't about us. This is about him. Come on here, somebody. And as soon as we realize that, we're going to be the better. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Then verse 14 says, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand. Come on here, somebody. You're going to hear it, but you're not going to be able to understand it because you got a stumbling block in the way. See, that's why God give us the Holy Ghost. But we got to allow the Holy Ghost to have control. A lot of us have the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost don't have us. We put him on the shelf, and then we want to put him, take him off the shelf when we feel like it. God said, no. You got to let him train you. He your trainer. Come on here, somebody. And he says, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. You ain't going to be able to perceive it. In other words, you're not going to be able to get it. You go see it, but you still not going to be able to make out what's going on. Because God is saying we need to get us out the way.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 15. And I believe I'm getting ready to close up. He said, for this people, heart is waxed gross. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Gross is you know, gold has to be dipped because of the gross. The gross has to deal with all the unimpurities, all of the impurities that is on it that we can't see, that's on the gold. But as soon as you put it and dip it in the heat, it's going to take off all of the impurities that we can't see on that gold. Come on here, somebody. God says, this people's heart is wax gross. So God is saying, I got to cleanse all the impurity that's in your heart.
Wow.
But the impurities ain't going to come off until you go in the fire. See, the fire is what's going to purify us. We can say we pure, but the fire is going to be the witness that we pure. Come on here. Hey, Holy Ghost.
Lord.
He said, "Read why the people can't see nothing and hear nothing and understand nothing, because their heart is waxed gross with impurities, hallelujah, with dirt, hallelujah, with uncleanliness, hallelujah, and their ears are dull of hearing, because they haven't been circumcised to hear what God is trying to say." Come on here, somebody. And we're trying to play it off, but we forgot what the word said. That the word said that the word is the discerner of the heart. So the word know what we thinking. While we trying to play off what we thinking, God said, "I know what you thinking." And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have closed. Come on here, somebody. You just shut your eyes to the truth. Because you done got offended. Least at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted. Come on here, somebody. Converted means to be turned over to one side. Come on here, somebody. Converted means to be changed, to have a change of heart, to have a change of mind. Oh, I done converted over. I done completely changed over. But see, we not going to completely change over to the Lord's side until we stop being offended by what the Lord say and allow him to say what he need to say and take us to the next level. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God on this morning.
Yes, Lord.
I know I ain't got no amen corner, but I brought my amens with me. Come on here, somebody. That's why you got to bring your amens, hallelujah, because you never know when, glory to God, you're going to need your amen. Somebody give God the glory, hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And not only he says, when we be converted, he says, and I should heal them. God is saying, if you hear what he's saying this morning, there's a healing in it for you. Oh, God, have your way, Holy Ghost. There's a healing in the word that God is speaking right now. I dare you to lift your hands up and say, Lord, heal me. Lord, help me to hear what you're saying to me this morning. Lord, I want to be healed. Come on, heal somebody. Is anybody ready to be healed this morning? God has a healing balm for you. Come on and lift your hands and give God praise this morning.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! God said, yeah, you thought you was sinning, son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, read 16 and 17. He said, but blessed are your eyes. Somebody put your head over your eyes right quick. And he said, Lord, thank you for blessing my eyes. The reason why he said your eyes are blessed, because you haven't gotten offended. The word. He says, your eyes are blessed because you haven't gotten offended. He said, for blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to bless God for your eyes and ears right now.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And then he says, for verily I say unto you that many prophets, circle that, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see. Come on here, somebody. They want to see it, but they can't see it because they got offended in the word. Hallelujah. He says, and have not seen them. And have not seen them. Don't you know, beloved, that there are those, that there are prophets and righteous men that want to see what God is showing us right now? Come on here, somebody. There are those who want to see what God is showing us. Come on here, somebody. But God said they don't see it because they will not allow God to deliver them from being offended by the word. Come on here, somebody. So that's why God hasn't revealed it to them. He says, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Somebody give God a shout of Okon Dadaba Sando.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Somebody need to thank God for your spiritual eyes and your spiritual ears. Hallelujah. For the Lord said they are blessed. Come on here, somebody. They are blessed. They are blessed.
Yes, they are. Thank you.
Somebody give God another praise. Somebody give God another shout.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Amen. While the Spirit of God is moving, glory to God, I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother, amen, Elder Andre, amen. Come on in, Elder.
Amen. Amen. Don't stop praising him. Glory
amen.
To God. Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Hey!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His word is to be lifted up on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless
thank you, Lord.
Those, amen, who are not offended in him.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Amen.
Hey, Shabbat.
It shouldn't be an offense. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Like we had the discussion last night. Everybody can't handle that. Praise God. Everybody can't handle that type of environment. Some people get offended.
Hey.
They want to hang up the phone. I've had pastors hang up because they don't understand what's going on. I've had to call them back and say, look, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. I don't know what you hung up for. Well, you asking me too many questions. Well, if I'm on your side, hallelujah, what are you getting offended for? Now if I'm on your side and I'm asking you too many questions, how is somebody that ain't on our side going to ask you? Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Praise God. Mm. How you going to react to them? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's
hallelujah.
What I was going to say. I'm glad you brought that up, Apostle. When we have our next open discussion, we're going to limit, amen, who's coming. Praise God. Because we don't want the babies. We don't want the kindergarteners coming in here in the college level. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God,
yes,
because
Lord.
They can't take what's going on up in college. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't want to confuse the babies, amen. And you know, they get offended when you try to feed them carrots. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. They just
amen.
Want their milk. And I'm glad, amen. I wanted to tell you, I meant to call you, Apostle. I'm proud. I wanted to tell you, I don't know how you're taking this a compliment. I'm proud of you, praise God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of pastors, a lot of preachers that claim they, you know, saved, sanctified, and I believe in this and that and this and that. They cannot handle an open discussion. They can preach it.
Wow.
But they can't, when you ask them about it, they can't explain it. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And they get offended about it. Glory to God. They get offended because you ask them a question about what you're teaching them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm. Like you were saying, they need to be delivered from pride. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Amen.
Jesus said,
I'm glad that he revealed this to the babe instead of the wise and the foolish. Hallelujah. Because when you think you
that's
know
the
everything,
word.
You can't receive. You can't receive if you think you know everything. And if I can't ask you a question about it, glory to God, how you going to convert somebody else? I'm already converted.
Amen.
So how you going to convert somebody that ain't converted? Glory to God.
Amen.
So we thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us not be offended. And he said you're going to be blessed if you're not. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you take the time to try to get an understanding of what's going on.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The blessings don't come. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Amen. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Let's lift up the man of God before the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the man of God on today.
Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. We ask,
Lord,
to replenish him the virtue that you have poured out on today, Lord. Continue pouring into him your knowledge, your wisdom, your revelation, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
you can
Lord.
Pour it onto
yes,
your people. Continue to mold him and shape him. Continue to lead them.
Hallelujah.
God. Continue making him
strong.
And we thank you, Lord,
Lord,
for everything you're doing in his life. We praise you.
Yes,
we magnify you. We lift you up.
Yes,
in Jesus' name
yes,
we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
thank
amen.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah for those that ain't praise God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
yes,
God. Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You know
hey,
how you
not, God.
You know how you're not offended because you called back.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Praise.
Yes,
see,
Lord.
If I'm offended, I don't want to hear nothing else you got to say. I'm done. I'm cutting you out, glory to God. You know how we is. I'm the only one like that. Okay, well, I'm going to take it.
No,
hallelujah.
Man, you
make me mad. Hallelujah. You offended me. We ain't never got to talk again. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But thank God. That means that we are already blessed. Hallelujah. We're not waiting.
Yes, Lord.
You're not waiting to receive a blessing. You, hallelujah!
Ooh.
You are the blessed. Oh Lord, you are the blessed.
Hey, stop telling
that
about Sunday.
Hallelujah! Maybe that's why Jesus says you like a light on top of a hill. I can't hide you under a bush. You still don't shine. Glory to God! Hallelujah! That's why you can't hide in the world, because you still shine in the world. Glory to God! Hallelujah! They still point
you
out. Hallelujah. I bet everybody on this line has somebody say, you different. Hallelujah. You ain't supposed to, you walking right. You got the right talk. You got the right vocalization. You got the slang and the lingo. You wearing your pants halfway off your behind. Yeah, your pants, yours real tight, sister. I can see you, please. You got a couple of tattoos, but still, it don't look right on you. You just not fitting in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you was a light and you didn't know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You was already blessed
thank
and you
Lord.
Didn't know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. We thank God for not being offended in the word, in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He came to bring a thorn.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Controversy. Praise God. Mm. Hallelujah. He told me that word a long time ago. Controversy. Praise God.
Controversy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I wasn't listening to the Prince record. I wasn't listening to the Prince record. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God on today. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you. We want to open up the line real quick. If you got any testimonies, any prayer requests on this morning, hallelujah. Any words of encouragement, hallelujah. Amen. Anything to add, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe you got a question about the word that went forth on today. Amen. We want to open up the line at this time. Praise God. Is there one on the line? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we bless the Lord on today. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of God ministry, we hear every Sabbath day. Praise God. Every Sabbath day. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Catch us right here. Amen. Giving thanks and honor and praise. Hallelujah to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for the word that went forth. Amen. We thank God for everybody that received that word on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And let him give his final announcements and the benediction at this time. It's back in your hands, man of God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder. Amen. Bless you, Elder. Amen. You know what? Amen. God is really has taught me, amen, even when, you know, not to be caught up in the feelings, because it's not about feelings. It's about the truth. And when you haven't really heard the truth in its full capacity, it's hard to digest the truth. Well, you never really heard it the way it need to be heard. Come on here, somebody. But God in this hour is saying to us, because we are not allowed ourselves to be offended in him. See, when you become offended, you'll leave the church, you'll leave everything. I mean, when you really become offended, you won't want to hear nothing. And a lot of people, the reason why they don't want to hear nothing in the word is because they have allowed the enemy to offend them in the Lord.
Wow.
We're going to have enemies, but don't let nobody offend you in the Lord. In other words, don't allow yourself to become mad at God. Come on here, somebody. Because the word is still right anyhow. We just got to be careful how we present it, because God is saying that we're going to be judged by how we present it. But the blessing that God gave us this morning is that our eyes are blessed and our ears is blessed. And I'm thanking God this morning. I want to thank Elder Andre. That's the first time we've really wear it like that, amen, on the broadcast, amen. But I pray that the saints of God and the babes of God got something out of it, amen, because at the end of the day, we just want God to be glorified and for the truth, the real truth to come out, amen. And so we thank God on this morning. I want to encourage anybody, if you heard the word and you got blessed, sow your seed. Amen. Obey God. Amen. So God can bless you. This is rich ground. Good ground. To where you're going to receive a return ground. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage those. I want to spark a fire in you. Let me tell you, when you hear the word preached, if you got any questions, that's the right time to ask. You got vessels on here that hear from God. Your question will get answered. By the power of the Holy Ghost, your question, whatever question you may have, will get answered. Amen. That's how you become smarter. That's how you become wiser, by asking questions. Come on here, somebody. Don't see, you could tell a wise man and a wise woman because they ask the most questions. Come on here, somebody. That's how they know so much, because they always up in the teacher face asking them this and that. Come on here, somebody. So if there isn't anyone that have a question right now, I'm going to get ready and close it out. Father, we thank you this morning on this Sabbath day. We thank you for what our ears have heard, God, for what our eyes do see, and for what our heart, our spiritual heart, do understand. We thank you, oh God, for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we're not offended in you, Lord, but we rejoice in you, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. How you can tell, Lord, and we're not offended as we still give you the praise that is due you. Come on here, somebody. And we thank you this morning, God. We thank you that the enemy is bound, hallelujah, that he has no power here, that none of his tricks, schemes can work in this arena. We give you praise. And we give you glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody clap those hands and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Somebody clap those hands and give God the glory. Yes, Lord. Amen. We're going to turn it back over to the hands of Elder. Amen. My dear brother.
Amen.
Back in your hands, Elder. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We thank God once again for the word on today. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word. Amen. And we thank God for each one of you, amen, that tuned in on today. We've certainly had a blessed time in the Lord. We invite y'all to tune in with us next time. And as always, we want to remind everybody to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed day. Go with God. Don't forget. Hallelujah. We love y'all. Like the apostle used to say, we love you. And it ain't nothing. Hallelujah. You
That's
can
it.
Do about
you
it.
Can
God
do it.
Make some noise in here. Who has the final say?
Jehovah.
Who has final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
No matter what the doctors say,
Jehovah has.
never alone. I can go to the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in the valley, lost a knife on me. Don't know where I would be, don't know who I would be. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord. Let the church
say,
oh, let the whole church let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say, amen. No, I need you to say it when your dream's about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does, let the church say, let the church say.